too stupid to get all of the nuances. And then we get smarter. Oh shit!
When we get smarter, we try to pass that off as if like something else happened.
Yeah,
like, but it wasn't us getting smarter. No, right. We knew what we were talking right. about. Something else changed.
It's, yo, no. And that's why I always side with when something gets looked at later and we go, whoa, yo, your ass was too dumb. I was too dumb. We ain't know enough.
No, that's
and
what
now we know. Thanks. And now we know. This was always good. We were trash. This was always good.
Yeah, it was always
we
good.
Were trash.
Yeah.
And I think with Queen and black folks, I believe that's part of it.
Yeah, I don't think there was ever.
They was never. It was never bad, y'all. Yeah, it was never bad.
I don't think it was ever a legitimate argument that Queen sucked.
Yeah,
I don't think that was the case. Mm-hmm. It was just that we don't fuck with that shit.
Yeah,
that's really the majority of what
I remember being in junior high, trying to introduce some of the friends, girls, whatever, to some of the music I was listening to, and I remember one girl who just wrote it all off as country shit. That's country shit. This is not country.
Because country is trash.
Country is horrible. And this not even in the same lane.
Not even.
But because white people doing it.
Facts.
It's country.
Nah, it's not that.
It's not country. What are you talking about?
It's not country at all.
It's not country music.
They're not even from America.
Right. It's not country music. What are you talking about? I remember that. That's the other thing that lead me to believe. No, this shit was always good. We were trash.
Nah, it was always good. It really was. And that's what I said. Like, I like when I'm not necessarily anti popular things, but I am definitely the person
that waits until.
Yeah, I'm not the guy that's, oh, everybody likes this.
It depends on what it is.
It must
that's
be
me
good.
That's me
no,
a lot of time.
That's never been good.
If anything, it'll have me
question if it really is good.
Because I know people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So my thing, the best thing that has happened to me throughout my listening to music in my life has been when I like songs and then I find out that they're by the same artist.
Right.
That is the best way for me
right.
to become a fan of something.
Right.
That's how I. That's how I am with
objectively without. You feel like you aren't influenced to like it.
Yeah. That's how I was with One Direction. No, that's how I was with One Republic. One Republic, every time, I would hear a song, and then I'd find out it was One Republic.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, they're amazing. And that's exactly what happened with Queen.
Right.
I would hear a song, then I would find out. I would hear a song, like a song, then find out it was Queen.
Right.
Hear a song. Like, I just found out the other day that the whole, I want it all, I just found out that was Queen.
Yep.
I'm like, yo, what the, what didn't they do?
That soundtrack to Highlander was like on my top. Like, I remember that movie came out, and I'm listening to the music, and I'm going, yo,
yeah,
this is crazy.
But that's the other thing. They was doing big shit.
Yeah, like, they weren't doing little teeny shit.
Yeah, like, notice we've said 3 or 4 times. Soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
This is that movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is that show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, what is...
And for a time where soundtrack... All right, so soundtracks were hit or miss. Certain movies, depends on the movie. But there are times when the soundtrack eclipses the movie itself.
Facts.
To me, in my estimation, Prince came close to that with the Batman soundtrack because he had some shit on there.
And the case joint.
Yeah, yo. Like, the quality of the music, to me, superseded the quality of the movie.
Fair.
And I'm sitting there going, yo, this shit's crazy.
When I remember Mighty Ducks for We Are the Champions. I don't remember the storyline of Mighty Ducks.
And Mighty Ducks is considered a classic
to
a lot of people.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, because I think I was just too old for that shit.
Well, I mean, you are an old man.
It's just the people that was just...
You like real old.
These motherfuckers was it was hard for me to believe that these people running around shitting in their pants was telling me something about something was good. Like you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, right now, right about now, you got like a couple of deuces in your pants. You can't come telling me you're a baby. What the fuck do you know?
I hate that rhetoric with a passion. And here's why. Here's why. Ageism is trash. because so many great things are done by the youth.
Yeah, but not those youth. What I mean is, like at the time when a lot of those, the things that people thought was so dope, was dope. It was being done by people of a certain age.
Facts.
It wasn't being done by those with the shit in their pants. So again, they were the ones that were creating all of this dope shit that the stained, pampered ones were listening to and going, okay, I like that. But you weren't creating that. You were just a spectator.
So what?
So I'm still not looking at your shit by just you saying, this is dope.
Listen to me.
Yo,
clearly.
Right now, that lollipop is stuck to your head.
Get
the fuck out of here.
You've never heard the phrase that a child should lead?
I've heard the phrase, but I've also seen what happened when children lead.
Like what?
Well, I'm going to give you a classic example.
God damn it.
I'm going to give you a classic example. All right, my cousin Robert was young, but he was older than the siblings and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He led them all down the path where they all got their asses whipped. I've seen it.
Did when they I was learn young, from it?
No, because the shit kept happening. But when I was young, I led a cadre of children down into Lincoln Park Woods, and in the course of our adventure, Nikki got her foot sliced open by glass, and we had to carry her ass back. What I'm saying to you is,
but did she
when
die?
I'm sorry.
I had to. It was necessary.
I'm just saying.
Here's the thing. No. I'm not saying literally.
We have a child leading us now.
Stop. I'm not saying that literally children should lead. What I'm saying to you is that there is a clear, distinct difference between discernment and responsibility. Clearly children aren't gonna have that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that creatively and ability-wise, there are a lot of children who are greater than or equal to the shit.
Oh, no, I would tacitly agree with that. I would just merely state that
there's youth, and then there's youth.
The youth creating this genius shit? Somebody comes to me and says, yo, you should listen to them motherfuckers, but the ones that still got shit in their pants, and I know for a fact that ice cream been on that shirt for at least 2 days. No! I'm not going to just arbitrarily listen to you tell me that they have yet to be able to convince me of yet.
Mm-hmm.
Barney was trash then.
Barney was trash.
And it's trash now. But my daughter loved it.
Here's the thing.
Your toddler.
That goes with there are bright colors. No, I'm just being honest. There are bright colors. There are easy songs that you can participate with. I'm not talking about formula stuff. I'm talking about
Teletubbies.
Yeah, formula. Trash. But
I don't even know what that was even for.
It was.
Think about it.
There were bright colors.
Okay,
there
were bright colors.
There were easy sing-alongs.
Kind of,
you could participate with them.
It was different. Teletubbies was the most, and it was even different than the other innate shit.
It was different, but it still had the form.
It had a son with a baby speaking gibberish.
Yeah. Nigga. Pow! I don't remember the rest of the names, but.
And they loved it.
They ate it up.
Yo.
Yeah. Again, bright colors, simple songs.
Then you have Rugrats, right? Which was brilliant.
Bright colors.
But
no simple songs.
Right, but it's brilliant.
No participation. But that's what I'm saying. That's different. It's not formulaic.
Yeah, but think about it. So we go do the averages and the odds of how many they was.
I didn't like Rugrats.
How many they nailed and how many they didn't.
I didn't like Rugrats.
Rugrats, even to this day, makes me laugh.
I was never a fan of Rugrats.
I think because you was watching like Teletubbies, but.
No. No. And then Rugrats is mid 90s.
It's like mid 90s.
Yeah, I was the appropriate age. I was the appropriate age.
I would say mid, because Siobhan was born in 97, but she wasn't watching it in 97. She was watching it like in 99.
Here's the beauty of the internet. We don't have to guess.
Oh, that's facts.
But facts. I think 93 was the beginning or some shit.
What's it say?
Scott, it says
running. 91.
97. Yeah. I was never a fan of Rugrats.
And you was born in 90.
And I was born in 87. cut that shit off. But yeah, I was never a fan of Rugrats. I didn't like it.
I think it had passed you.
I would.
Well, you had passed it.
Probably. Okay. I would. Yeah, because I'm thinking of a time where I had control of the television.
Right. And like, that just wasn't something.
I would always share the
channel. Did you ever watch one episode?
Yes. No, I've watched Rugrats. I just was never a big fan. Like, there used to be a neighborhood guy that would walk us all to school. Because, mm-hmm. you know, we had to go. I was on the north side of the village. And, you know, 204 is on the south side.
That's why I was on my
school. So I would have to cross Emerson Avenue to get there. Of course, mm-hmm. we wasn't allowed to walk by ourselves.
Right.
So there was a neighborhood man that came and walked all the kids to school. We went to this house first while we waited for him to come pick us up. And in that house, you know, Rugrats, that type of stuff. Yeah, that would
it was the shit.
So was I would watch it. That don't mean
that you like.
Yeah. I would watch it because it wasn't nothing else on. I didn't have much of a choice. But no, once I got the choice, I routinely changed the channel. Like I'll just say it wasn't my thing. I understand and appreciate the people who like Rugrats and what it was for.
Well, I had a bias anyway. My reference for Rugrats, to me, it was a modern day, a little bit less cerebral, but it was a modern day Peanuts, Charlie Brown, and all of that.
Facts.
And that was my bias towards Rugrats.
There was no Woodstock though.
No, there was no Woodstock.
Well. No, Cynthia's not Woodstock.
Cynthia might have been Woodstock.
No,
the hair was something.
Yeah, the hair was something. Nah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? They had a dog.
There was no Woodstock.
You know what I'm saying? But
Spike is not.
No, Spike is more
Snoopy. Snoopy. He's not Snoopy.
But he's not Snoopy. Nah. Like I said, it was a less sophisticated version because Snoopy had
character.
He had character. He had a life.
Facts.
The shit he was doing.
He had his own individual. Right.
Yeah. Outside of what the bullshit Chucky Brown was doing.
Facts.
Like Snoopy was on his own. He was on his own shit.
No, that's not.
That nigga had a life. But, no, like, Rugrats had some, like, a classic, that movie, the first movie. I didn't watch none of those, but the first one, I bought that for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there watching it. The Orange, yeah. And I'm sitting there watching it.
Because in hip-hop culture, we like to give shit nicknames.
Yeah, it's the Orange Tape.
It's the Purple Tape.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, we going, the Orange Tape, yeah.
So, yeah, she, it was one part in there where Angelica was singing One Way or Another, I'm Going to Find You.
Yeah.
And then they did the bridge. And she said some shit about if she find the doll and it's torn or was hurt, she'll throw their face in dirt or some shit. I loved that. I was like, yo, that's some mean shit.
Here's the other thing about speaking of that song, people don't understand the meaning behind so much music.
Yeah,
I've once I realized that that's not a new thing,
mm-mm.
I stopped being so upset with the people who like this new generation of music. Because One Way or Another is not a love song.
Nope.
It is a stalker song.
It's a stalker song.
Just like The Police joint, Every Step. That is a stalker song.
That's a big, yo.
That is a stalker
song. Flat out.
Oh, Can't You See You Belong to Me?
No, see.
Yeah, I just, no, I don't.
There's an
issue. I don't.
With you.
I'll be watching you.
Right.
Every step you take, every move you make, every breath you take. Like, no. That is not a love song. That is a stalker.
All
like,
day.
And one way or another, they only, most people, I'd say, only like hear on the commercials and shit
mm-hmm.
when they just play the little chorus.
Mm-hmm.
No, I will drive past your house, and if the lights are all out, like, come on, man.
No,
this is
right.
This is
right. This is not cool.
Not at all.
What you're talking about right now?
Yeah, this is is super stalker behavior. Like, these are stalker songs. So, like, and the thing is, I think that the people that put these type of songs in these type of mediums understand that, but they also understand that most people don't understand that.
Exactly.
So they get to get away with stuff.
Exactly.
Because that's the type of cartoons I like. I like the cartoons that have stuff for the adults.
Which is why I like Peanuts, because some of the stuff that they would talk about, and I was watching Peanuts since I was a kid, but I was slightly different than the average kid in my age range. I was reading on college reading level when I was in the fucking fourth grade. So I was a little different. So I would catch the shit where other kids was looking at, like, oh, Snoopy, oh, this and that. I'm catching the dialogue. The shit, Linus was on some heavy shit sometimes.
Linus was depressed.
Yeah, easily.
Like, manically. Easily.
Yeah, and there was nothing you could do about it either.
No.
Like, he was just, and then he was being stalked.
Facts.
By a younger girl that was trying to get him to do statutory shit.
Susie?
So,
wasn't it?
No, it was Susie. That was Charlie Brown's little sister.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, all these things, like, one thing that Charles Schulz did not, and I appreciate it, he did not talk down to the kid audience with the dialogue that he
made. Right.
Even the Peanuts stuff that you would read in the newspaper, the little cartoon thing, he didn't talk down. They used a grown-up vocabulary. They talked about certain things, concepts, certain things. Some stuff that he did was not laugh-out-loud funny. It was funny ironic, or it was funny, damn, you know, something like that. So I don't ever recall but a few times actually guffawing at some shit that happened on Peanuts. But it was more of a chuckle or
no ever. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't, like, think I ever did.
Not think I,
but
think
I enjoyed it.
Snoopy, some of Snoopy's
some
antics.
Some of the antics, yeah. Because you have to put that in there because it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So, like, on the Thanksgiving episode, they're doing the little birdie. Why do you always fly? The shit that was happening in Woodstock, it elicited a laugh from me back then. Facts. But most of it was not that. It was not guffaw.
No.
Yuck. Yuck. It wasn't none of that. You know what I'm saying? And again, that's what I mean by, like, when I was watching Peanuts and stuff, I had shit in my pants, right?
Facts.
But I also was on some other shit.
And well, I was never watching Peanuts.
I was in
Peanuts.
Fourth grade reading on college.
So, I didn't exist.
So I was never
actively watching Peanuts. Yeah. My situation is
plus they changed Peanuts specials. By the time you start watching it.
Well, my situation was special.
Yeah.
That was the only Peanuts I had.
Well, not the classics, but some of the newer ones, same people weren't doing the voices anymore. And it didn't feel like Peanuts to me anymore. Like, when I could detect that it wasn't the original guy doing Charlie Brown's voice,
I checked out of it. No, I get it.
I checked out of it.
Because, like, I just know the specials, like the Great Pumpkin and
my shit.
Merry Christmas, Charlie.
My shit.
And, yeah, I know the specials.
The movie, you ever watching any of the little full, kind of, sort of full length cartoon movies?
I don't think I've ever
Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown.
I don't think I've seen it.
Yo, I used to come on as a Sunday special sometimes. Like, and I would say I would watch it. Like, I had to watch it.
Yeah, I'm more familiar with the comic strip than the actual.
Oh, that's the other thing. I was so much into Peanuts that my grandma would take us to the thrift store and shit, and they would have the thick comic strippy books. Oh, I'm getting that. That was my shit.
Right. I remember I had the only one of those I had was a Calvin and Hobbes one.
I had one of those too.
I had Garfield.
Calvin and Hobbes was also not necessarily for children.
Yeah. I had Garfield books, but like made books. They were supposed to be books.
Right.
Not like comic and put into a book form.
Facts.
Yeah, no, I had Garfield books. But as far as like comic strips put into a book form, I think the only one I ever had was Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah, I had Calvin and Hobbes. I had that for a matter of fact, I got Calvin and Hobbes when I was an adult. I saw it in a bookstore one day. Like, oh shit, Calvin and Hobbes. I'm getting this. Yeah. I don't care. I'm buying this. So
Rugrats All Grown Up.
I didn't like that.
Rugrats
It lost the
See, I like All Grown Up better than
it lost
than Rugrats.
This is what I liked about Rugrats. I like seeing the world through these kids' eyes as children. So their imagination is what I fuck with. So normal shit that looked like normal shit that adults would see, this is something. In their minds, it became something completely different. Like, it was completely, and I think that was my appeal to it. It was like, oh, that's kind of clever. The kids saw it as this. Like, we see it as this, Thanks. But the kids see it as that. When they became teenagers, I didn't give a fuck about it, bro, because Saved by the Bell and all that shit. Like,
whoa, we are not doing that. See, his, all right, yes, I get that. I understand that completely. However, I will argue with anyone
that Zach Morris is trash.
No, Zach Morris is trash. No, I'll argue with anyone, and I've been watching this recently, that the best love story ever, Corey and Topanga.
Oh, well, see, now, here's the difference. While I agree that they are definitely, you got to have them at least in the top 10.
Facts.
I watched the show, but I can't even, I could not tell you to this day what any of the episodes was about. And I'm sure at the time I understood it, but maybe because I was already past where they were trying to hit.
Facts.
So, but I remember watching a couple of episodes of it. And yo, the reason you know the Corey and Topanga has to be at least in the top 10 is because for someone that did not watch them religiously, I know that couple. It's Batman and Robin. It's Corey and Topanga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, they got to be at least top 10. But you also got to put in there Spidey and Mary Jane.
Nope. I'm not saying that. Of course you got to put it in there.
Yeah, top 10. Listen.
My thing with... I was saying that because of what you said about Rugrats and all growing up. Because I think Boy Meets World was one of the... I ain't going to say only, but one of the only ones that I was checking for.
Yeah.
One of the only shows that really
was a teen-type... Shows.
Well, it started before it was they were preteens.
Right.
It started from when they were preteens.
Teens.
No, I'm not
saying
in real life they were. I'm talking about the characters.
Oh, okay.
It started from before they were teenagers,
right,
and ended after they were in college, after they graduated.
Right. Right.
So like that doesn't happen.
Right.
And like that was one of the that's like I think that's one of the sometimes there are things about any type of medium that are outside of it that make it that enhance it. And I think that's one of those things for that show because.
What about Family Matters? Laura and Urkel. All
right, so.
They were like elementary and then got up past the college.
They weren't elementary.
It was that day.
They was middle school.
Nothing.
Sixth grade is middle school. See, oh, you. See, your generation.
School.
No. Your generation is different.
School, man.
That show was not for your generation.
204.
204 goes from kindergarten to
sixth grade.
Yo, I will bet any amount of money.
Is it so? When did they change it?
When I was in that, I tell you, for my generation, no, bro. For my generation, fifth grade, you graduate fifth grade. Yo, I promise you. I'm not talking about your era.
Listen, 204.
In your era, there was a such thing as junior high school.
Yeah,
right.
All these years, they turned it to middle school.
Right,
it's changed the name.
You know what I'm saying? but they also changed the gears because fifth grade,
right?
You commence, you graduate from fifth grade.
You graduate from sixth grade.
You're not listening. Back in your time, you graduated from sixth grade. My generation was fifth grade.
Listen, the grades went backwards. They fucked up.
I don't care.
No, listen.
I don't care why it changed.
They fucked up.
Listen.
They fucked up.
I will never defend the public school system.
Yeah, they fucked up.
But what I'm saying is, for my generation, fifth grade was the end of elementary school.
That's not even.
Listen.
I came in on this end, all right? So, ninth grade, for a lot of people, was the start of high school.
Yes.
And that was overlapping when I was still going to school, meaning there were some people that was true for and some people that wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't true for me because I went to Gwynn Falls Park.
Mm-hmm.
You graduated ninth grade, and then I went up Emerson in the 10th grade, even though Emerson had a ninth grade.
Yes.
So it overlapped.
And that's what I'm saying.
It was overlapped.
And that's what I'm saying. That's because it was in the midst of changing. By the time I got to school, there are three very distinct levels. Elementary school is pre-K through 5. Middle school is 6 through 8.
That's the other
school is 9 through 12.
There was no Like, pre-K was a separate thing over on the side.
Yes.
So, up 204, it was kindergarten,
mm-hmm.
sixth grade, you out.
Actually, hold on. It might have been the same thing as far as the pre-K thing. It might have been the same when I was in school. I don't know.
Yeah, that was a...
But I do know.
And I know for my daughter it was different because she had to go to a whole separate pre-K before she went to...
I know I graduated fifth grade. I graduated eighth
grade. You actually didn't graduate.
I don't care.
I used to argue about that even back then.
What you mean?
I was a curmudgeon even when I was younger.
No, that's clear.
And I felt like you graduated from high school.
No, I get that. No, I get that. I get that understanding.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but we just passing.
I feel like there's no... See, I feel like I hate participation trophies. Me I feel too. Like this isn't a participation trophy. I feel like you're moving to a different level. Like, not like
but
grade.
You were moving
No, not grade. You're moving to a different school. You're moving to a place.
So they give you an assembly and say, we're going to miss you.
Yeah.
And don't call it grade. Graduating college and high school.
Listen.
And I, even back then, I was like, this is horseshit. Like, this is...
The point...
There was no discernible difference for me.
You can argue...
From sixth grade to seventh grade.
But we're not...
It was no discernible difference. You don't,
but see, that's the thing. There is a difference. Again, I can't speak for now.
Fifth to sixth?
Speak for now. But back then, there was a difference between fifth and sixth grade. There was a huge difference between... Yo...
What did they teach you that was so different in sixth? What?
Yo, I learned calligraphy in sixth grade.
You was in school in Africa.
No, I was at Rock.
First of all,
I was at Rock in sixth grade.
Tell the truth for saying dumb. You ain't learn shit on Rock, man.
I learned calligraphy.
That's West Baltimore Mental School.
I only went to Rock for 1 year. I learned calligraphy in sixth grade. I promise you. Crazy thing about that shit is I still know some of it.
Yo, I guarantee you, all right, because there were kids that got out of 204
mm-hmm.
that did go to Rockland. Mm-hmm. You either went to Rockland or you went to Gwynn Falls Park if you're from that area.
Right.
So, sixth grade,
mm-hmm.
once you graduated out of the sixth grade, you went to seventh grade, either Rockland or Gwynn Falls Park. Now, by the time you got up there is when they fucked all that shit up and made it so there's a big difference between... No, it's not. And their whole system, the way they fucked that over, can directly direct to why grades look the way they... It was a slow... When you look at the chart, performance went down. They fucked up because they probably had some liberal motherfucking psychologist, child, whatever... came in there with some horse shit and said, no, this is the better way to do this. And they fucked up. Truth is, whether we like it or not, humans learn through repetition.
Fair.
And I think there was a certain class of child psychologists back then was trying to buck the system with that shit. No, because we must listen. Humans learn through repetition.
Facts.
Doing that shit many times. I know y'all want to... This is how it worked. How did America become... the single most powerful country in... Listen, the moment they did public school, because it wasn't always public school system, when they did public school system, literacy, everything went up.
Right.
And then as soon as they stopped fucking with what we know works, yo, they fucked up. Listen, I know they told y'all fifth and sixth was different, but they were wrong.
Yo, it was different. I don't care. Listen, we're not talking about the ideal. We're not talking about what it's supposed to be. I'm telling you what it was.
Look, like, I can read every book that a sixth grader can read.
That's because you were different. You just said you were different.
Okay, that's true. But I am fairly certain that most of the kids in my class, at least, was not... I'm glad I didn't say her name. With the exception of her.
Yeah, you're safe for now, Vanessa.
Your ass. Your ass. Yo, I'm glad I didn't say her fucking name. But with the exception of her, that's the one that sticks in my mind because it's like grading on, scratching on a blackboard. Every time she would read for the class.
So, John!
Y'all was
she mentally challenged?
No.
She just wasn't
like, she wasn't a reader, yo. Yeah. It's not that she couldn't read, she just didn't read well, and it was one of these cases.
No, it's a chore.
Episode 4, Future claims to be top 5. Meanwhile, the rest of us was like, episode 4, Future claims to be top 5 Dead or Alive, Breaking Bad movie, thoughts on the Big Bang's last series. Right. We would, but when then it her turn, and this can't be life. What are you doing? That's not. She probably was great in math. I wouldn't know.
Yo, said. All right, come on. We got to get this started. Yo, said she probably was great in math. I wouldn't know.
All right, I'm going to start all of this.